So we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking it easy and finding that gentle space within that is relaxed and peaceful. As we begin the meditation, we just relax and breathe. Finding it easy and comfortable to just be present. To just breathe and relax and take life easy for a while. Give ourselves permission to be off the clock now. To just be present with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Just the opportunity to relax. To focus on the Abraham teachings. To find our balance. Find that sense of ease and peace. For a while, Abraham talked a lot about flowing downstream, that we get in the boat and we try to row upstream and we think it's noble. And no pain, no gain, the sacrifice is good for us. But Abraham says, no, everything we want is downstream. And so then people want to turn the boat and put a motor on it and go really fast downstream. And they say, no, just let go of the oars. Just relax. Let go of the oars and let yourself float. Because your inner being is tending this beautiful stream of well-being that contains everything you've always asked for. In every moment you've had a preference, in every time you've said, I'd rather have this. And all those moments when you screamed, no, not that, and you didn't even put into words what you wanted. Your inner being knew what you wanted. It got accumulated in your vortex or your vibrational escrow. Abraham's used a lot of different words for it. And that beautiful stream of well-being is ever flowing. And you just need to relax, put down the oars, and float downstream and encounter the beauty and wonder of life. And so we relax and flow easily and gently downstream because life is good and it's comfortable to be at ease in this moment. Nothing going on, nothing to do. You don't even have to follow this meditation if you don't want to. If you'd rather zone out or go to sleep, have a different kind of experience, that's okay too. I don't have an investment in what you do. I have an investment in entertaining myself during this time. And so I'm going to talk about things that feel really good to me. And if they feel really good to you, we'll all feel really good together. And if you'd rather go somewhere else in your beautiful imagination, that's good too. But for now, we're just traveling downstream on this beautiful stream of life that our inner beings have created for us. And as we just relax, let's decorate the boat. What a fun idea. I've never done that before. So, well, to start with, I'd like some shade, because if we're going to be on this river for a while, the sun's hot today. So a nice shade would be good. And the boat creates a breeze. And so let's find something comfortable to sit on or lie down on. Maybe you'd prefer a chaise or a hammock. Maybe you would prefer, a fishing seat. Maybe you want to drop a line in the water while you float downstream. Or maybe you want binoculars so you could watch the amazing birds along the side of the river. If you look, you'll see a lot of different ones. I love the great blue herons, and I'm totally amused by the geese, and I love seeing the cormorants with their wings spread, drying after they dive after a fish. I enjoy seeing ducks with ducklings. Imagine going by a duck family with a whole passel of ducklings. I read recently that sometimes ducks adopt other ducklings, and moms have mom's day out, and one mom takes all the kids. So you could see like 30 or 40 ducklings all at once. And mom's off having a good time, and everybody's paddling around the lake, flowing downstream in this beautiful river of life. That's fun. So let's go back to the boat. What's your boat look like? It can look like anything you want it to look. Something dramatic, something graceful, something expensive looking, something beautiful, something simple, something fun. I'm reminded of that wonderful country song that says, if I won the lottery, they say it can't buy me love, but it can buy me a boat and a truck to pull it. And I always have enjoyed that. But I'd say it can buy me a boat and a guy to drive it for me. But now we're floating downstream, so we've got the boat, but we don't need the driver. And we don't need the truck because we're already on the river of life. So we're having fun on our boat. Perhaps we have friends who are floating downstream too. And we could kind of hook up our boats for a little while, get out the cooler and the beer or the soda or the iced tea or the water or whatever you like, and float downstream together a little ways. We don't always float in the same speed as other people, but if we tie up for a little while, we can rendezvous and have a party and celebrate all of us floating downstream together. What a joy it is to be out on the water, knowing that we're safe and free and comfortable, knowing that we're prosperous and healthy and relaxed. Just vibrating a little fun this afternoon. Just finding a way to enjoy the analogy of floating downstream. Trusting, as Abraham says, that everything we want is downstream. So as we simply allow ourselves to relax and float and imagine fun on the river of life, we are doing wonderful things for ourselves. Abraham said, we are all vibrational beings. You are like a receiving mechanism that when you set your tuner to the station, you're going to hear what's playing. Whatever you're focused upon is the way you set your tuner. And when you focus there for as little as 17 seconds, you activate that vibration within you. Once you activate a vibration within you, law of attraction begins responding to that vibration, and you're off and running, whether it's something wanted or unwanted. They said that in 2002. And so we are spending a little time today allowing ourselves to focus on the vibration of flowing downstream, the vibration of peace and ease and relaxation, throwing in some delight and fun and rendezvous with friends and wonderful things that happen. I can see that there's a mail boat on the stream of life. When I was in New Zealand many years ago, I traveled around Bay of Islands on the mail boat. And they stopped at every island, and they even stopped at some of the boats to deliver mail. So let's allow the mail to be delivered to our boat floating downstream right now. And the mail they're delivering is mail that's lined up in your vortex. It could be an unexpected check for thousands of dollars, tens of thousand dollars, hundreds of thousand dollars, millions of dollars. Checks are floating around on the mail boat all the time. And we could rendezvous with the check. And you can imagine the amount of money that's on your check this time. And think about that much money and what you would do with it. If you had an extra significant influx of cash, what would you spend it on? And the Abraham $100 bill game, they used to suggest carry a $100 bill in your wallet and every day imagine all of the things you could buy. Don't buy them. Just imagine, I could have one of those, and I could have one of those, and I could have half of those, and I could have this thing or that thing. I could order this on the internet. And so let's do that with the check we've imagined in the mail. Let's take a moment and imagine something else we could do with that money. What would float your boat? Your boat's already floated. What else could you buy that would be delightful? Maybe you want to throw a party or redecorate your house or buy a new car. Maybe you want to invest in the stock market or start a new business. Or go for a world tour. Maybe you want to fund a school in a third world country. Maybe you have dreams that you haven't realized yet, that you could imagine experiencing. So as we flow downstream, you have the opportunity to rendezvous with someone you've imagined connecting with. Could be someone you know, someone you've heard of, someone you've only read about. Could be someone who's not even physically on the planet anymore. You could have a rendezvous with anyone while you float downstream and just relax. Who would be fun to meet on your boat? What would you say to them? What would you ask them? Why did you want to meet this person today? How do you feel about this person? Do you feel love or respect, appreciation, admiration, inspiration? Why did you choose this person? How did they make you feel? And how do you feel in the moment of connecting with them? And if it turns out this person isn't as much fun as you thought, they can get on the mailboat and go to another boat, and you can rendezvous with someone else. Or you can invite a third person to join the two of you. You have utter freedom to imagine this float downstream any way you like. And now up ahead on the right, you can see that there is a dock. It might be big like a cruise ship dock or just a small dock. But there's an opportunity to stop at this place that might be a place you've always wanted to see or go to. So if you feel like it, you can just gently paddle your boat over to this dock and stop for a minute and take a look around. Your boat's always waiting to float downstream, so you can get off and connect with the reason that you wanted to stop here. Anytime you want to, you can just get back in and float downstream. But for right now, this is an interesting way station in your life. A chance to do something you've always wanted to do. Or see something you've always wanted to see. And so remember, if you'd rather stay here, you're certainly welcome to do that and continue imagining what's happening at this place. But right now, we could get back in our boat and float downstream, enjoying this beautiful day, all the ways we've experienced the river up until now. And perhaps it's time for dinner. imagine that there's catering service on the river and they're bringing exactly what you want to eat. Imagine what you would order from the infinite menu of anything your heart desired today. Favorite flavors, favorite fragrances, favorite spices, wonderful textures, extraordinary appetizers, entrees, and desserts, with wine pairings or sparkling water, milkshakes, whatever makes you happy. Order up a feast, and then if it feels good, invite people to share it with you. Because you can have as many people at this feast as you like. If the boat's too small, there's a dock right here. It has a park with beautiful tables all set up and waiting for you. Can have an intimate dinner for two, or a party for 100. Whatever makes your heart sing. Because this is your float down the river, and you always get to choose. I have an Abraham quote on choice here. You have to reach this place where you decide you're going to choose. And when you decide you're going to choose, what that means is you're going to start directing your thought. You're going to start setting vibrations in motion. You're going to deliberately choose the sequence of thoughts until law of attraction can get hold of it and help you along. And before you know it, you're offering vibrations deliberately rather than by default. And so that's, again, a wonderful message from Abraham about using our power of focus. Just as we've been using our imagination in this trip down the river, we've been using our ability to focus our minds on things that feel good, on things that feel fun, on things that taste good, on places we'd love to see and people we'd love to spend time with. Focusing our thought is easier than we sometimes make it. We can start where we are and think about how we want to feel and what might make us feel like that if we imagine it. And using our imagination, we can vibrate on purpose. We can vibrate energy and health and prosperity and wholeness and love. We are powerful. Abraham says, focus is genius. And so we can set our intention to focus our genius more often. Moving forward in this day and the day to come, we can imagine having fun with our thoughts. Feasting on a garden of beautiful ideas, Abraham said once. I love that thought. And just like everything else we want, there are beautiful ideas downstream. So so we continue to flow downstream and connect with beautiful ideas, beautiful people, beautiful places, beautiful experiences. And because we know how good it is, we can give thanks. We can just be grateful for the beauty of life. For life is good, and all is well. And so we get to the end of this meditation with the opportunity once again to just relax and maybe stretch a little bit and come back into our normal waking consciousness, breathing easy, knowing that all is well, remembering that life is good, and that all we have to do is drop the oars and float downstream. It is good, and I am grateful, and so it is.